We are moving closer to the end of both the liturgical and calendar years. During this time, darkness steals the sunlight a little earlier. A different kind of darkness covers the world as the Israeli-Hamas brutal conflict intensifies and the Russian invasion of Ukraine grinds on, straining the suffering of the Ukrainian people and the financial commitment of the United States and Europe. The largest mass shooting of this year in Lewiston, Maine, continues to be in the headlines as funerals and prayer vigils continue to bring people together in shared grief. Today's scriptures offering many warnings. Paul writes to the Thessalonians that just when people are saying peace and security, then disaster comes upon them, as it did on October 7th in Israeli communities, as it does every day in Gaza, as it did in Lewiston, Maine. Rather than allowing the darkness to overwhelm us with temptation to sleepwalk through chaos and violence, Paul warns, therefore, let's not sleep as the rest do, but let's stay alert and sober. In the gospel reading from Matthew, Jesus reminds the disciples and us that we are responsible for each other. He challenges us to use our talents, our God-given gifts, each according to his ability. We're not all expected to be children of the light in the same way, but we are expected to be awake and hold a light, no matter how small in the darkness. And this is our baptismal call. Jesus has come into the world to be light of the world, to shed on its darkness. Yes, we are saved when we are baptized. But as we are baptized, we are called each and every day to walk in the light, to glorify God, and to love neighbor as much as God loves that neighbor. On November 29th of each year, the Franciscans throughout the world celebrate the feast of all the saints within the Franciscan order. These devotions do not add anything to what these men and women already have, but we pay attention to them because of what they have done and what they've been called to do during the course of their lives. We are called to be peacemakers. We are called to do this because Francis of Assisi gave a greeting to people, to all he met, and encouraged the friars and the sisters to do the same, even though this greeting invited ridicule and abuse. Francis was following in the footprints of Jesus, who repeatedly said, "Peace I leave you, not as the world gives peace. Do not let your hearts be troubled or be afraid." Jesus and Francis were totally immersed in light so they could address the darkness and the turmoil of their times. And so we are called to do likewise. We come to church each Sunday to worship our God, the author of all that is good. We listen to the word. We eat of the real body and drink of the real blood of Christ. This is to give us the graces necessary to shed light into the darkness. We are a few days away from Thanksgiving. And I encourage all of you to use this time as a period, not so much for preparation of cleaning your home and preparing for, you know, fine meals or even traveling, but to use this time as a period of prayer, fasting, in acts of charity for the peace of the world and for economic justice. These are acts that do call us to mind of paying attention to other things that are above, which is from God. So as we continue with our liturgy, let us pray for that grace to be faithful for the promises that we were made for us or we made at our baptism, to love God and to love neighbor and to reject all forms of sin, even when it's the smallest sin of neglecting to say hello or extend a greeting to a stranger or a neighbor.